office in Prisoners in Clown Suits Outrage, 11th of January 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. The Memory Hole, Westminster. Fresh controversy hit the UK Home Office this morning as a leaked memo revealed that prisoners are being sent willy-nilly to the circus in an effort to ease prison overcrowding. Multiple murderer and armed robber Frank Malone was recently seen acting the clown with the Moscow State Circle by Detective Jim Hutch, who arrested Malone in 1955. Says the detective, quote, "I came to see the clowns and scantily clad ladies when who do I see chucking confetti from a bucket over the audience but old Razor himself. Well, my night at the circus was well and truly ruined, I can tell you," unquote. Home Secretary John Reid was nonplussed at the consternation expressed at these revelations. In a statement, Reid stated that, quote, "The importance of circuses to the economy cannot be underestimated. A shortage of clowns and trapeze artists has been reaching critical levels in recent months. Couple this with prisons running at capacity and critically thin supply of PlayStations and Xboxes available for the gaol populace. It was a natural progression to fill the gap in this way," unquote. Gaul, I guess. I don't know. Fuck it. Serial killer Dennis Nielsen, now a plate spinner for Barnaby's Circus in Hull, was understandably over the moon to be offered the opportunities to join the circus. Quote, "If I had been given this opportunity 25-odd years ago, then all those young men would be alive today," he said. Probably. It doesn't stop there. Other Home Office initiatives include a scheme to send prisoners to act as tour guides for Japanese holidaymakers in London, as well as an idea to just fucking close all the prisons and let them all out with the complimentary Bowie knife 9mm handgun, their choice. This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.